It's Monday. Monday is Monday.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Wrong Button Monday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
I don't know what that means, but I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 9th, episode 1295, brought to you today by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world.
It's Monday.
Monday is my favorite time of year.
This is Horses in the Morning with your lovable hosts, Jamie Jennings.
I am the queen. You listen to me.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
Glenn the Geek.
You look especially radiant today, Your Grace.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Happy Monday.
I don't know if you guys are getting into it or not, but it is officially November 9th, and that means we are 9 days into No Stirrup November. Jennifer, now, did you ride your horse this weekend?
I did.
Did you ride with no stirrups?
No, I knew I wouldn't be riding without stirrups today, so what I did is before we left on vacation, the last week of October that we were home, I rode without stirrups. So I read ahead.
I got ahead.
Wait a minute. November. I got to tell you, I drove my pony without stirrups this weekend. Just saying. See,
and that's why I didn't ask you. But I want to participate, but I just don't have a horse that I can ride with no stirrups. Like Thor the Mustang is not. No, you don't ride a bolter with no stirrups. Until the bolting is completely gone. And then, you met Norman. I'm not riding that horse with no stirrups. It's not going to happen.
There's always Chili.
I guess I could have to ride Chili.
Chili, you would just put on roller skates and you wouldn't have to worry about stirrups at all.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, it's supposed to be No Stirrup November, but I would like to say that I am equally sore, even if I had no stirrups, because I rode Thor cross country, and we will talk about that in just a minute. But oh my gosh, let me just tell you that my back is uncomfortable. I had to get off my ball and sit in a chair today, Glenn. It's hard to sit up. My shoulders and arms hurt, and that's not a great thing when you ride a bolter. So we'll talk about that coming up. We have an awesome show. Jennifer, why don't you tell us what we're going to do today?
Coming up on today's Dripping with Sarcasm, Omega Alpha Equine Monday edition, Celeste will be stopping by to gush over her new horse in our new horse highlight. Oh, everybody get your tissues out. And then our favorite science geek, Dr. Gordon Chang, has the hottest information available on calming supplements. And then trailing along in the third half of the show, Leslie Wiley has the wacky World of Nations take on what may be the most unusual three-day event in the world, Poe. And wrapping it all up in a nice, neat little bow, Happy Chaos Never Dies Day, and celebrate with appropriate safety gear.
Chaos Never Dies Day? That fits.
That's what it says.
That fits every horse person. All right, Daily Whinny. My Monday Daily Whinnies go out to three people, and they are brand new auditors that we got in last
Woo-hoo!
Week. We always love our new auditors. We have April, Fiona, and Ellen. So welcome to all of you. You'll be getting some emails here shortly that will explain what you can do to become part of the secret Auditor's Facebook page, where all kinds of good things happen over there. It's been very active lately, so we appreciate you becoming auditors, and thank you so much.
Now, for those who don't know, explain what an auditor is.
Okay, an auditor is somebody who has decided that they like the show so much that they're going to give back a little bit, and they donate from $1 up to whatever they want to every month, and it's just a way of becoming part of the in-club, kind of like a membership a little bit. And half of that money gets divided up amongst the hosts for all the various shows every month, and they get it. And then the other half goes for operating of the Horse Radio Network. It's just kind of a way of giving back a little bit for something that you really enjoy. And we
pay to play, baby. You got to pay to play.
And there's a secret auditor Facebook page that they get to participate in, and they have fun chatting with each other, as well as a lot of other auditor benefits. And you can find that. Just head over to the website and look for the auditor banner. And you can become an auditor as well.
So you're not going to believe this, but I have a little bit of a story to tell. So hang out there.
No kidding.
All right. I know you're shocked. So, I've had this horse in my yard named Chili for a very long time. Chili. Go ahead.
Oh, well, you didn't warn me that Chili was going to be first up.
Well, he's the Daily Winnie today. So just tell me when you have it. So okay. Chili is a horse that a student of mine got several years ago, and he's also a lesson horse. Well, that family decided that they no longer could take care of him.
That's Chili.
That Chili.
Teacher forgot.
So they were looking at what they could
do. Oh, geez, hold on. Told you I'm having button problems today. Go ahead.
Seriously. Yeah. So they decided they could no longer care for Chili, and he's becoming a bit of a senior and has some health problems. And so because I love Chili and he's been with me forever, Chili is now mine. So Chili is now joined the Jennings herd, the Flyover Farm family. Even though he's been boarded here, no longer coming in. And now Chili, the senior paint horse, is now mine. So what's really exciting, that's exciting enough. I have a new horse. Yay. What's also very exciting is my dear student, Bethany, it was her 13th birthday. And for her 13th birthday, her parents gave her this bag and just, a wrapped present. And she opens the bag, and inside it is a canned good. And she looks at the label, and the canned good says Chili. And there, she's like, what is, oh my God. So they are, the 13-year-old girl now is leasing Chili. She does not own him, but she leases him now. So Chili will continue to be loved by a child and not just harassed by me. So Chili's love goes on, and he is now being leased
Chili's
by
so cute too.
13-year-old Bethany, who is the cutest thing ever. And I'm so happy for her, and she's wanted Chili forever. So we were able to make it happen. So Chili's got a new mama. And then go ahead. Do it one more time, just because. That's Chili when he's separated from a friend. That's the worst. You can hear him throughout the neighborhood. It doesn't matter if you ride miles away, you can still hear it.
Ponies have the most desperate screams. They do. Between Chili and Scooter, it sounds like the world's coming to an end and I'm stuck here.
Yeah, you could probably overlap those, and it would probably make sense.
Exactly. Yeah,
they might actually try that sometime.
All right, cool. Very good. Well, before we go on with the rest of the show and hear about how Thor did over the weekend, we have to really start pushing now. We're only 3 weeks away from the Radiothon, which means it's time to start sending in your voicemails.
You're freaking out, aren't you?
Yeah, I am a little bit. But I accomplished a lot yesterday, and you'll see the link there. Hit refresh in your show notes, Jamie, and you can go to it. You can go to horseradionetwork.com, and you'll find a link to the Radiothon website. It has its own website, which I built in one day yesterday. and it is ready to go. It has all the details on there, including how you can get us your voicemails. You can do it one of two ways. You can either...
Good job, boss. This is great.
Isn't it cool? You can call us with on the voicemail line and leave a voicemail for us, or you can email us a sound file recorded on your phone. Every modern smartphone, Android or iOS, has a recorder on it, an audio recorder. You can just send it to me in an email. But this is what we want. We want your creative juices flowing. You can call a voicemail in or send us a sound file, maybe show off your amazing voice and sing us a Christmas song. And we especially love Christmas songs in other languages. We really like that. So for all of our...
And if we don't get any in other languages, I will be singing yes. Christmas songs in other yes. languages, and nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. So our Swedish listeners and our German listeners and all our listeners from around the world, French, I know we have some Canadian listeners, so send us your voicemails or your sound files where you're singing a Christmas song, or have your kids do it. Have your kids sing for us. We love that. Write a poem about your favorite show or hosts. Maybe the 12 Days of Christmas. We've had a few of those in the past. I'm sure you can come up with some of those. Wish your barn mates or family or friends or ponies a Merry Christmas. Play a holiday tune with your favorite instrument. Jamie one day did harmonica and guitar for us.
Did I really?
Yes, you did.
I don't remember that.
I can find it if you want me to play it.
That's okay.
If you're total chicken, then get your kids to do it or somebody in your family to do it. We want to have fun with these. It's a party. This whole radiothon for 12 hours live on November 30th is nothing but a party. It's going to start with 2 hours of horses in the morning. So it'll be Jamie, Jennifer, and I starting off the day and kicking off the radiothon. This is the key. We also want you to call in. You can send a voicemail and call in. That's fine. Because the call-ins, what we want to do is we just want to hear about your favorite holiday memories. That's what this radiothon's all about. It's just about your favorite holiday equestrian memories. Maybe you went for a ride on Christmas Day one time. Maybe it was your first date on a horse on Christmas Day. Maybe you traveled to somewhere. Whatever it is, your favorite holiday memories are just getting up and going out in the barn by yourself on Christmas morning. Whatever it is, we want to hear about it. And so between the callers and the voicemails that we're doing that day, you have the opportunity to win over $2,500 in prizes. So you want to start Christmas off early. November 30th is the day to do it, but it's only going to be people who submit voicemails and callers who are eligible for the prizes. We're going to give away prizes every hour, and then at the end of the day, we have some mega grand prizes that we're going to give away, and those are from Benefab and Soar No More, over $600 worth of prizes they're donating for a prize pack. And what we're going to do is everybody that's called in or sent a voicemail during the day is going to be eligible to win the grand prize at the end of the day. So a lot going on with the radiothon.
And let me just tell you, the main title sponsor of the entire radiothon is a company called WeatherBeta.
Yes.
So you want to be involved in this, you guys, with a company like WeatherBeta, like behind it. There's going to be some cool stuff given away.
And we have horselovers.com is sponsoring the voicemails all day.
Awesome. There's going to be some good prizes.
Oh, there's going to be some really good prizes. And you'll see more about that coming up shortly. But we have a ton of great sponsors for this day. And we really appreciate them all, especially WeatherBeta, who's really making the day possible because there's a lot of logistics going into it. We're also going to have some top names from the horse world calling in all day long, telling about their favorite holiday memories as well as your calls all day. The schedule is on the website. You can find it now. Just go to horseradionetwork.com. Click on the banner in the middle of the page or horsesinthemorning.com, either one. Click on the banner and you'll find the schedule for the whole day. There's information on leaving your voicemails, prizes, the phone numbers, the whole thing. Everything's on that website. And it looks nice, doesn't it?
It really does. So what is the address then that people need to type in right now?
They can just go to horseradionetwork.com and click on the banner in the middle of the page.
Perfect. Keep it simple.
And that's how you'll get there. And we'll post it on our Facebook page too. Jennifer can post directly to it. If you can do that, Jennifer, that'd be great. And let's see here. We're going to be getting to our first guest in just a minute. But first, we have to hear about Thor.
Oh, my gosh. I am seriously blown away by this horse. What a cool thing to have a horse literally just blindly trust you. This horse blindly trusts me. I took him cross-country schooling yesterday, and I was shocked. You know, you take him off the trailer, and you never know how they're going to be. And he was a little nervous, so I just walked him around and grazed him and let him kind of look around. We were going to go to this dressage show, but they canceled it. So we decided to, all the girls I was going to take to the dressage show, what's more fun than dressage? Cross-country! So we went for a cross-country lesson. You know, all of our budgets were allowing the horse show, so we just transferred it over to run cross country. And so I took Abby and Rachel, and Abby was on Joey and Rachel was on Jacob. And then I actually periscoped some of it, Glenn. I don't know if you follow me on Periscope, but I had people coming in and periscoping. They were saying hi from Russia and hi from all there, so many different countries. I don't know how they know about me, but or on Periscope. I don't get the whole system. I don't understand it, but it was awesome. And Thor was so good that I could actually just stand there and hold the phone. That's the kind of the number one way to tell your horse is behaving is, can you actually Periscope while sitting on him? And I could.
That was a little bouncy, but
a little bouncy. But he was so cool, and I just can't believe that this was a wild horse. You know, I cantered him around in the warm up, and he was kind of looky at the stadium fences and the bigger cross country jumps, but he never really spooked. He just kind of like looked sideways at him, and then, you know, I took him thinking I would stand around and the girls would get to do a bunch of jumps, and she was like, go jump it. I said, okay. So for the first time ever on purpose, Thor cantered fences. He'd never even cantered a fence before. So it was interesting to see like, okay, let's see if we get a stride here. Cause his canter can be a little strong. And cause he's just not quite balanced. And he just ate it up. He just ate it up. Everything I pointed him at, he just galloped right towards. And to have Edward for 3 years, who I would always kind of let him go sniff the fence first because he was so suspect of everything, to this horse who go, okay, gallop, 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 jump. We ended up doing courses, and you can see one of the videos. It's not very clear. I'll have another one shortly, hopefully. But you can see the video on his Thor the Mustang page. It's facebook.com/Thor the Mustang. And see this. He just loved it.
He did. It looked like he did. And I was so impressed. You've got yourself an inventor in the making, Jamie.
I know. I can't believe it. I need to talk to Elisa Wallace and tell her, I'm doing it. I'm doing it, girl.
Yeah, he really didn't even think about it. I mean, he just went over him. He just has all the fundamentals there.
He was really, really fun to
now ride. We know he has the fundamentals of dressage and cross country. Show jumping will be... no problem.
Well, show jumping, one of the girls made a comment. She said, it's a really good thing that these jumps don't move and they're small. So when he crammed them, creamed them with his hind end, he actually started picking up his legs at the end of the day. So he was actually doing
better. I know that was your biggest concern, is him picking up his legs. So
yeah, he just kind of like in the show jumping, and he's getting better. You know, they learn. They don't start out amazing, but he's learning how to kind of push up as opposed to push through, you know,
right.
There's a definite difference. You can just go straight through it and knock the standards down. But he actually was picking up his hind legs a little bit yesterday. And thankfully, because those fences don't move. And so he's going to figure it out, and he's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. You know, I bought Norman with the intention of making him the show horse, but I think right now with Norman, Jennifer helped me. Norman's got some issues he needs to work through. I think he was drilled and lunged to death, and with Norman, I just want to get on him and have fun with him, let him enjoy being ridden again. And Thor, I'm like, sorry, dude, you're the one.
No, I think he hasn't shown you really any, I don't want to do this. So
no, not at all. Not
I mean, you know, he's got all the usual training stuff that you would have for any horse, but boy, all the indications are, I'm game. Let's do it.
Let's go.
He's adventurous. Yeah.
I am officially, I think there's a 1 day horse trial in January. He's going.
Well, you know what? It's going to be between you and Elisa Wallace, who gets the first Mustang to Rolex.
It's competition is on, Elisa.
Yeah, look out, Elisa.
You're a little further ahead and a little more experienced, but by God, I have Thor.
That's right. You have Thor.
You don't have Thor.
Thor, the amazing eventing machine.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I never thought I would event this horse. I just thought it was cool to have him and to have a part of American history, you know? And I just can't believe he's so cool. He's so cool.
He is
neat. A Mustang. They're so neat.
He is neat.
Yeah.
Now, I doubt all of them would make good eventing horses, you know, but we at least know that one will.
Any horse can go beginner, novice, and novice.
That's true.
Like, you know, so, and that's what my vet said. She's like, are you going to event this horse? I don't think Mustang should event, you know, or can event. And I said, any horse can go up to novice. You know, the training level ones gets a little trickier, and they have to be pretty talented to do that. But you can take a Mustang and do some lower level eventing with it. Any of them can do it.
Sure. So,
go for it. Do it.
I'm so excited for you. We were talking about it before the show that when I watched the video, I went, holy cow, I really didn't expect him to be that good.
He's so good.
On his first day out. But you just get the impression, even when you meet him in person, he loves the adventure of it all. He just loves the adventure of it all. And for an eventer, that's what you need, right? That's the main characteristic you need for an eventer.
Yeah.
If they don't like the adventure of it all, they're not going to perform. So,
yeah, like, well, I mean, you know, bless his heart, Edward he was scared of the adventure.
Right.
He would do the adventure, but he didn't like it.
No, he didn't like the adventure.
And so, you know, and that's why he's very happy being a show jumper now, or teaching a little girl how to jump show jumping. And so Thor is just like, he's just so game for it. And one of the first comments that the instructor Alice made yesterday was, I was cantering around and she's like, I want to see you guys just jump some little stuff and see what happens. Of course, I'm like, well, I guess there's a first time to jump across country fence and it's right now. So I'm like, well, we used to go cantering around and I finally, you know, I get him up to a whoa. And the only thing she says to me, she goes, well, I see that you guys have a trusting partnership established. And she moved on. I was like, oh my, what a nice thing to say. Nobody's ever said that to me before about a relationship with a horse. So
most of the time you two aren't getting along very well today, are you?
Yeah, what's going on with that? Yes. Usually it's like, God,
are we breaking up? What's
are you okay? What are you doing on the ground?
Well, there's one of our listeners that wants to establish a trusting partnership with a new horse.
Oh, I'm so excited. Let's welcome Celeste and her new baby yoga pants. Hi, Celeste.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I have to tell you, let's get the backstory is Celeste just bought a baby and we're going to hear about it. But she posted on this website on Facebook, I need a name for it. And I came up with the name that kind of related to the family and it has the word diamond in it. She's like, I'm not going to have a horse with the name of Diamond. And I said, I just saw this sign that said diamonds used to be a girl's best friend. Until yoga pants. And now yoga pants are girl's best friend. And so I said, you have to name her yoga pants if you don't like Remarkable Diamond, which is what I came up with. So how's yoga pants?
She's doing good. We brought her home.
Well, everybody a little further back. So you decided to buy, we've talked about it on the show. So the Reader's Digest, you decided to buy a baby and go.
Yeah, so we decided to buy a baby. She was only 2 months old at the time we purchased her, so couldn't wean her until she was between 4 and 6 months. So she's so darn big that she was practically sitting upside down on her head trying to nurse at this point. So we chose to go ahead and wean her at about 4.5 months and picked her up just this past weekend. We took the day off Friday to drive out to Tennessee, which from where we live, it was about a 7-hour drive, and worked with her some Friday night. And thanks to Jamie, and you can tell Debbie Laux I said this, that I chose to go ahead and get a subscription to the Monty Roberts University, and I've been watching their foal handling videos just like crazy, and it really, really helped. We probably spent about 3.5 hours out there Friday night just working in little like 15, 20-minute sessions with her and then giving her 20-30 minutes to absorb it before we went back and messed with her again. And I got a little body rope around her, got her leading around a stall. Then Ben helped me lead her out in the aisle. We were leading her in the aisle together. And then we tried getting her on the trailer, and it only took about 15 minutes. And God bless her, it was dark out by that point. And wiring on my truck isn't quite right, so the trailer lights don't come on inside the trailer right now because I haven't gotten fixed yet. So she was walking into pretty much a fairly dark cave and still just went in with us. And only took about 15 minutes the first time, and then we let her absorb that for about 30 minutes, and only 3 minutes the second time. So we're like, all right, call it quits. let's go to the hotel for the night. And came back the next morning, and she was a champ. We probably only worked with her about 15 minutes total, and she walked right on the trailer. So the second time we got her back on, we went ahead and closed it up, and then she got a little freaked out. Like, wait a minute, you mean I have to stay in this thing and not just walk into it? But she was a trooper. It was a long trip back. We stopped every hour and a half, 2 hours, and checked on her, and she just, you know, acted like an old pro. So I was just really, really impressed. And she's coming around really fast. She hadn't been handled quite as much as I maybe would have liked, but it was almost good because she understands horse language very, very well. So she's not, you know, pushy and in your space like some babies that have been handled almost too much, which kind of works to my advantage because I can be a little more influential on her rather than having her trying to crowd me, because she's sort of like, okay, what do I have to do to get you to kind of leave me alone for a little while? But it's worked out great. And she's formed a really, really strong attachment to my Shetland pony. So we actually ended up expanding their stall last night, expanding her stall early, and my poor 28-year-old pony is now having to play babysitter.
Oh,
but,
no, that's great.
I don't think he minds too much because he still gets to lick her grain bucket clean at the end of at the end of her meal. So he's like, I don't mind you too bad right now.
I'm so excited.
It's good. She was actually, oh my God, it's awesome. It's a little terrifying, but I'm so happy. This is the youngest I've ever had a horse. I've not had a foal of my own before, and I've gotten, you know, several young ones and helped train several young ones off the track, but I've never had one who was literally just a weanling. So it's all kind of new and exciting, but she's been great. And she was even a little feisty this morning when I came out, which I was kind of glad to see, because my other horse, Riley, he has decided to be a little bit herd possessive of his other two geldings. And he's not so happy that she gets the pony right now. He's been a little bit pushy with her and tried to kind of lunge at her stall a few times, and she's got plenty of space to be like, I don't want to be near you. But she actually acted a little feisty when I came out this morning. I was like, good, stick up for yourself. Don't let him do that. He's just a stinky old gelding. Isn't that right, Riley?
So tell everybody why, what breed it is she is, and why you decided to go with a baby. And had you ever had a baby? Have you ever handled foals very, very much?
I've not handled foals very much at all. I've had some other friends and everything who have had, you know, mares of theirs that they've bred or gotten pretty young ones, but that wasn't, you know, anything consistent. But I chose to go ahead and get a baby because we ended up coming across a breeder who specializes in thoroughbreds, and I knew I wanted another thoroughbred. But she specializes in thoroughbreds that carry color genetics, and I really, really love palominos. And this little girl has the potential to be able to produce palomino thoroughbreds down the road many, many years from now. So we decided it just kind of timing worked out. The breeder, her and her husband, are kind of getting older and wanted to thin their herd down a little bit and kind of put their prices down to something that I could actually afford. And it just sort of worked out that we decided to go ahead and take the leap and say, well, let's get a baby and let's see, you know, what it's like handling one from the start. And it'll be really great for, you know, my education and everything, because good or bad, she's going to end up being a product of my making, and she's going to teach me a lot about what I'm doing wrong so I can learn to do it right. Hopefully she'll forgive me along the way.
I just going to say, you know, your sweet husband, you've been married for about maybe a year and a half.
Just a little over a year, but we've been together for 6 and a half.
Yeah. So why do you think these men put up with us and all these horses? You're like me, like we just keep getting more, and I don't, Like, I look at Chad sometimes, and probably I was thinking the same thing with Ben. What makes them go, man, I really like this person? Like, why do they, what do we do? Are we just amazing in bed? Like, how is it?
It's a really good question. Sometimes I wonder, because God bless him. Like, I think he's just so happy to see me happy that he thinks it's adorable. But I'm like, what in the world makes you like me enough to be willing to put up with this kind of expensive happy?
I know!
It's not cheap.
I do that all the time. I think that all the time.
Babies
he's not
are
a horse
cute.
Person, but...
You don't have to be a horse person to like babies.
We know, like, how much of a kind of, you know, therapeutic it is being around them. And we know that from all the programs that have popped up doing horse therapy. But I think, honestly, like, he's not a horse person, but he likes being around them. I mean, he doesn't come out and muck the stalls or anything, and I don't expect him to because it's not his thing. But he loves just coming out and hanging out with them and just, like, watching their personalities. And it's really cute watching him with the baby, because when she comes up and sniffs him, it's just got this grin plastered on his face, and he's like, oh, you're catching the bug. You're going to enjoy it.
Now, Celeste, I have to bring this up on the benefit, for your husband's benefit, though. I've seen the pictures of you and your baby, which are so cute, over the last couple of days. But one thing I have noticed is I don't think you've left the baby's field, and you're in the same clothes that for the last 3 days, and I really encourage you to go in and maybe take a shower, change clothes, eat something, because I don't think you have done that. So, for your husband's benefit.
Well, I mean, I did change my other clothes, but I've been wearing the same sweatshirt for the last 3 or 4 days. It's just a barn sweatshirt. That's what happened.
Well, it has been duly noted that you have not changed clothes in days by Glenn. So, just so you know. If Glenn
you're right,
is
you're right. I've been sleeping in the stall.
I knew it. I knew
I'm
it.
Gone to bed.
I knew it.
Oh, Celeste, I'm so excited
you
for you.
You got me.
I'm so glad. Thank you for coming on to share with us and being so open and honest and entertaining. So we do appreciate it. And I cannot wait to continue to follow you in your adventures with your baby. And on a scale of 1 to 10, just so I can know, how helpful has the Monty Roberts University been?
Oh my gosh, a 10, definitely. And I can't wait to teach Riley that mounting block trick, especially after watching you do it on the Periscope when they were visiting you in Arizona.
I'm so in love with the Monty Roberts University. It's just like, how do I get my horse to do that? You go on, you look at the video. So definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't get paid to say it. I just want everybody to know these awesome ways to communicate with you. It's just really, really fun. So I'm glad it's worked out for you. I'm glad you took the plunge and you joined the uni, and congratulations on your baby girl. We'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you guys. Have a good one.
See you, Celeste.
All right. Have a great one. Bye, Celeste. Tell Ben we said hi.
After you take a shower.
After you shower, dear God. If Glenn notices, your husband has noticed.
Yeah, that's okay. True. That's true.
Oh, well, we've got our next guest on the line. And you know how much I love talking to Dr. Chang. He's forgotten more about horse supplements than we can remember. And we're going to talk about something today that is near and dear to my heart. Thor even had some before he got on the trailer for the dressage show. And we saw how that worked out. And it's calming supplements. So, Dr. Chang, good morning.
Good morning, Jamie. And Glenn, how are you?
Everybody has to be relaxed and use our golf announcer voices. We have to use our golf announcer voices today.
I'm going to shift gears, bring it down a little bit to a little
less excitement.
Yes.
We're all calm.
You know, that was great, especially if you had a horse that would listen to you and you could just transmit those waves
over right.
to him.
We wouldn't need calmers if we would just be calm.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you're going to give your horse some equine chill, take a swig of it yourself. You need it just as much as he does. So, Dr. Chang, how are you? How's Canada? What's going on in the Omega Alpha world?
You know, I'm sitting in Ontario right now. I'm looking outside my window here. It's a bright, sunny day. There's a little bit of nip in the air, but you know what? It's fantastic today. It's a beautiful day to be in Toronto.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Nice and sunny. I know you guys get the sunshine all the time down in Arizona for you. And well, Florida, hits and miss, right?
Yeah, we're a little rainy and hot today. So, yeah.
Don't you guys miss a change of weather?
No, not at all.
No,
not really.
No. I like the change from summer to winter. That's it.
You know what? We have you on once a month to tell us all about the snow, and that's fine. We can live through you vicariously.
No snow yet. Talk to me in January. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Dr. Chang, tell us a little bit about what is a calmer? How does it work? Blah, blah, blah. To get us started
There's several different types of calmers on the market today, right? Some of them are herbal-based, and some of them are based on vitamins and mineral supplements. So things like anything that has B1 and magnesium. Now, those things, they take a long time to work. If you want to take your horse and put him in the trailer and take him from point A to point B, and you want him calm during that trailer ride, B1 and magnesium is not the way to go, just because it takes too long to kick in. You want to get the farriers coming to your place, and his shoes need to get done, his feet need to be trimmed, and you need a calm horse for that, B1 and magnesium is not the way to go. It's not going to work fast enough, right? Now, on the other hand, the ones that are based on herbals usually work very quickly. Now, the herbal ones, the only thing you have to worry about with the herbal ones is that you don't want a dopey horse, right? So you got to pick and choose your herbs, which will calm them down, but will keep them focused. And that's what we did with our Chill product and our Chill Ultra product, right? It's all herbal-based. And what they do, they'll calm the horse down, and it won't make them dopey or sleepy. It just lets them focus in on what the problem is at hand, whatever it is they're supposed to be doing.
Do you have one that I can buy that will make them dopey? Because I would like that one too. Darn it. Okay.
you could do that, except that if you don't want him to be so dopey that when the farrier comes to trim the feet, he decides, well, I don't want to get up for the farrier. I'm just going to lie down there and take a nap.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So we ruled out the dopey. So you've got the ones that make them calm. How does that work exactly?
Well, you know, all of these herbs have compounds in them that are active on the central nervous system. So that's why it works. Now, one of the things you have to be careful for with all types of calmers, right? You got to make sure that the horse is calm to start off with. It's like an oxymoron, I know. If you have a horse that's already all worked up and then you give him a calmer, you might as well not bother. Just put him back in the stall and let him chill out on his own. Because what we tend to find with any type of these herbal calmers, even the vitamin B1 calmers and the magnesium calmers, if they're all worked up, nothing is going to work. Just let them chill out and relax. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what you also have to realize is that I know some people will give a calmer to their horse just because he's acting all riled up. But sometimes he's riled up not because he needs a mental shock or anything like that. He's riled up because he's in pain. Because sometimes horses, if they have ulcers, for example, they tend not to want to be cooperative because they're in pain. So sometimes, you know, so you could give them calmers till the cows come home. If they're in pain, it's not going to work. They need to help soothe that pain first, right?
Gotcha. Right.
So you got to differentiate, right? And calmers also, you give it to them, I would say roughly about half an hour to 15 minutes prior to doing whatever it is you need to do with them. So if you're going to load them into the back of the truck and take them to a competition, about 15 minutes to half an hour before you load the horse, give it to him. So then, you know, so he's already calm, already coming out. If he's already battling you to get on the truck, just let him chill out on his own before you try to give him any calmers, right? Mm-hmm. Right. That's how they work. A lot of the compounds that are in these herbs, they do have central nervous system effects. So, you know, I mean, we know lots of different ones. There are things like valerian, for example, that has that effect. The only thing with valerian is that it does have, if you're going to compete, you can't use valerian because valerian, they do test for valerian and it's a banned substance. Okay. Actually, right. Not the herb itself, but the active component of valerian is banned. right? It's considered a banned substance. All right, so, you know, but there are many different herbs that do have central nervous system effects that you could possibly use.
And what is in the valerian is not in the Omega Alpha product, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, okay. They have so many different compounds in there that it won't affect it. Nothing will give you a positive test.
Gotcha, right? Gotcha.
All right. But the thing with B1 and magnesium, it takes a longer time to start taking effect. And basically, you got to be using it for a long time before your levels in your bloodstream build up high enough to even see an effect.
Right? Really? So when you go to the feed store and they've got that calming thing in the refrigerator and you buy it and you take it home and you give it to your horse, you're not going to, it's like you're just wasting, you're throwing away your money.
Well, not throwing away your money. It takes a long time. You got to be taking it for a long time before it even builds up in your body high enough for you to see effects, right? The question is, it's high enough in the body to take effect. And what people who use these type of products say to me is that their muscles tend to be more relaxed. And there is good. There is a potential mechanism for that to be effective. But again, if you think you're going to take one sip of it and it's going to push it over the edge, it's not going to happen that way.
Gotcha. Right? Yeah. Gotcha. Does Equine Chill and your products have the magnesium or B1, or is it just herbs?
The Equine Chill liquid doesn't have that, but the Equine Chill Ultra, which is the paste product, does have the magnesium and the B1. And we put it in there just because, you know, we know people are going to be using it for a long term and they want to relax the muscles, right? Mm-hmm. And plus, we have higher doses in there. It's all a matter of doses, how long it takes to get into your system and so on, right?
Gotcha. I will tell you, because I am so smart, and that I'm looking at the chill and what it does have in there, and it has polygonummy multiflorine and albazoziki calcora. And I just know how to say those names right off the top of my
Thank
tongue.
Thank God Dr. Chang is smarter than you.
And then I looked those up, and they actually are plants. So I had this vision of Dr. Chang in his African safari helmet, out there with his machete, looking for these plants and plucking them one at a time to bring them back to Canada to make chill.
That's what he does.
That's I knew it.
Actually, you know, all those herbs that we do use, there is a lot of scientific evidence and scientific information in the medical literature and the scientific literature to talk about how they work and why they work and if they work and so on, just because they've been around for a long time. Like Dr. Chang did not wake up one morning and scratch his head and say, okay, let's go start smoking this and see what happens. You know what I mean?
No, Dr. Chang, you've been smoking for a long time. It wasn't just one morning you just woke up. No, you're right. I mean, these are like thousands and thousands of years that these herbs have been used.
Yes, and they've been around for a long time. And that's what's nice about them, because they've been around for a long time. They've been tried, they've been tested, and people know the effects, side effects, etc. Right? So that's why whenever we put a formulation together, we pretty well know what's going to happen side effects-wise, etc. Right? So we stay away from anything that could potentially have major serious side effects. You know, it's like anything else. You got to vary the concentration and the dosage.
You know, I wanted to mention this too, because really what we're talking about, we're going back into Chinese history for, you know, millennia. And, you know, with most of this stuff that you use, the Chinese have been using, and that's where a lot of it comes from. And in recent years, just like we started podcasting before anybody knew even how to listen, you guys were doing this before this has become a thing. And it really has become a thing now that the Chinese knew what they were talking about, whereas 20 years ago, you were fighting a battle saying, yes, they really do know. Now people are buying it and believing it and starting to change the way they do things and believing in herbs. So you must feel somewhat vindicated, and it must be helping a little bit.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, it's time in the marketplace, but it's like anything else. You know, we knew when we started off that these products will be efficacious, just because, you know what, there was good data available to say to us that these things actually do work, and this is how they work, and so on and so forth, right? So so you know, we weren't going out there blind. That's a nice thing. It wasn't as if we woke up and said, "Well, let's roll the dice and see how this is going to work," type of thing. You know what I mean? There's good evidence that it did work. So you know that, and that's the basis of all of our products that we produce. Right? It's based on, and this is why you know our motto is effective supplements through science. It's because you know all the products that we put out there, it's based on what's published in the literature, the scientific literature, and in the medical literature, you know. And I will say this, even though people will come back to me and say, "Hey, how do you know it works on horses?" And, well, because I said, you know, there's a lot of information on human use, on animal use, dog use sometimes, and even on rats. And at the end of the day, you know, the mammalian physiology is similar enough and the basic biochemistry is similar that if it works on a man, it'll work on a horse. All you got to do is to make sure you adjust the dosage properly, you know, and it will work.
Yeah. And I mean, and that's the whole science behind medicine, that your veterinarian will prescribe you a medication that your dog was on and you've taken, you know, so everything is related. It's the whole, you know, we all come from the earth and we're all connected, and you're exactly right. It's just a difference of how much you give them.
That's right. Just make sure you give them the right dose for it to be effective. You know,
well, please go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if you give them too little, all you'll see that it doesn't work. You know, and one of the things about karma is also that I say to people, you know, we have a suggested dosage, but, you know, don't be afraid to play with it, because sometimes if you have a horse that just doesn't want to go into the trailer and you know you're going to be battling him because he's a high-strung horse, you might want to give him a little bit more than what we suggest on the bottle. If you have a horse that, you know, that most of the times, you know, tends to behave himself, but every so often might just be a little bit edgy, you know, you may not even need to give him as much as we suggest, right? So work on what works best for your horse, right? And, you know, your horse better than anybody else, right? Much as I'd like to say we have one dose that fits all, really doesn't. I wish it worked that way, but it doesn't. It really depends on your horse itself.
Well, the website you guys can go to find out is omegaalphaequine.com. That's where you can learn more about Chill and Chill Ultra. And I would like to put in the request for Dopey Chill. So if you can make that happen, we do appreciate Dr. Chang, your continued sponsorship. And I am just the biggest believer in Omega Alpha products. I wouldn't talk about them all the time if I wasn't. And I, you know, right now we've got, you know, I did a cross country schooling with my Mustang yesterday, and all the horses that traveled for this, you know, for a couple of days, we gave them a little biotic aid to make sure their digestive system was feeling good. And then after they got home, I gave them Equicel Light because it's good for the muscle repair and replaces minerals lost in sweating. And, you know, with all these winter coats and these horses running cross country, we definitely needed that. And I just can't say enough about your products. And yeah, Thor was on the Chill before he went to his dressage show, and he unloaded off I gave it to him 15 minutes before I put him on the trailer. The drive was 15 minutes, so it was about half an hour till I unloaded him off the trailer. And he's a laid-back guy, but it just took that stress off. And I didn't give him the Chill yesterday before the trailer ride, and he unloaded a little more stressed. So I can definitely tell the difference. It really works. I can't say enough about your products. OmegaAlphaEquine.com. And Dr. Chang, thank you again for being a part of our family here at Horse Radio Network.
Thank you, and it's all a pleasure to be here.
One thing before we go, though, Dr. Chang, is we have to mention the teleseminar or web class that's being held on November the 23rd, and that's going to be a more in-depth look at digestive health, and there's going to be a question and answer session after the webinar. Registering is easy. Just call 1-800-651-3172 and ask for Joanne to get your web classroom address and entry code. Jennifer will post that on the Facebook page as well. Thank you, Dr. Chang.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Dr. Bye-bye. Chang. Have a great one. Stay warm.
Well, let's take a break for our song. But before we do that, we just have to mention Equestrian Collections. Their holiday gift guide is out. And you can go right to their website. There's a big banner on the front page, and you can go. It's like catalog form. You can go take a look at all the holiday gift things that they have available. We'll be doing the special equestrian gift buying episode that we do on Stable Scoop every year with Equestrian Collections coming up here shortly. And their blankets are in. All the blankets are coming in now for the season, so you're going to want to go out, check out your blankets, see which ones your horse destroyed last year that you put away and you wanted to forget about and said, oh, I'll deal with that next year. And now you're getting it out and realizing it just has 12 holes instead of the one that you imagined. And it's time to get a new one. Well, Equestrian Collections is the place to do that. They have hundreds of choices in blankets. You can find them all there. And a little birdie told me that somebody's been shopping for you on Equestrian Collections too.
Yeah, because I told that little birdie what to do. I went on to equestriancollections.com because my mother-in-law has been asking for, you know, what do you want for Christmas? And she's very practical. You give her a link and she just buys it. So I found many, many things on Equestrian Collections that I wanted, and I got really smart this year, and I put them all in a shopping cart. You guys, the discounts on Equestrian Collections are amazing, and there are Noble Outfitters. I bought like every one of their shirts. They're as low as $8.99. Long sleeve, the technical fabrics, they're $28.99 normally, and they're on sale for $8.99. All these great technical fabric shirts with like the little thumb holes, you know, so you can put your thumbs through the shirts, and then they have the zip, quarter zip mock, Noble Outfitters. Anyway, that's what I bought, just every shirt that they had, because they're all super discounted. There's one hoodie that's $54.99 and it's on sale for $16.50. So definitely. Yeah. So what I did is I went to Equestrian Collections and I made a shopping cart, and I put all these things in the shopping cart. And I went to Chad and I said, hey, so if you are wanting to buy stuff for Christmas, there might be a shopping cart available for you to click pay with my credit card on equestriancollections.com, and then you're done. Because he did that for golf clothes. So because I don't know what kind of golf clothes. I'm like, if you want some golf clothes, put them in a shopping cart. And I thought, I'm going to get what I want.
Did you get him pink pants? Pink golfing pants.
God, I'm sorry. Golf clothes are just so unattractive.
You thought riding clothes were bad.
God, I thought if you think your butt looks gross in breeches, just watch your guy head out to the golf course. Like, it's just disgusting. Like, the little long shorts and the button-down shirt, they're so lame. They're so lame. Like, come on. So I went back to those days where the golfers wore the funny hats and the joggers.
Yeah, like, the mismatching shirt and jods, yeah.
The plaids, yeah. And everything. I want that back.
Caddyshack. You want Caddyshack back.
I want Caddyshack. If my husband goes out looking like he's like, you know, some country club member and not a Caddyshack country club member, it's just ridiculous. I say golf clothes are hideous. So I went out and I put a bunch of clothes that I wanted in a shopping cart for him. I'm sure he thinks, well, I can't look hideous. I'm beautiful. So it doesn't matter what I wear. But EquestrianCollections.com. Big sales. Great deals. I was shocked. Great deals. Go check them out.
Holiday has started. Radiothon's coming. So we're all thinking holidays over here at the Horse Radio Network. Pretty soon I'll be playing Christmas songs and Jamie's going to love it.
Not until
when am I allowed to play the first one, by the way?
After Thanksgiving. I will.
So the Radiothon's the first day?
Okay, so let's go ahead and let's do a survey, Jennifer. If you can go on our Facebook page, Horses in the Morning, I want people to weigh in. Do you want to hear Christmas music now, or do you want to hear Christmas music after Thanksgiving? Jamie says wait till after Thanksgiving. Glenn wants it now. Let's let our listeners decide.
I will say, because I had to build the website yesterday, and so it was 12 hours in front of the computer, and I had to get kind of in the Christmassy mood because it's a Christmas website. So I did play Christmas music all day yesterday. And I will have to say that about halfway through the day, I switched because I was like, okay, that's enough of that. I'm in the mood now. So
well, even my students were like, oh, I can't wait to go home because Lifetime is playing Christmas movies. And I'm like, so there are some people beside you that do want to hear Christmas music right now.
Maybe I'll win.
You might win. This is going to be our scientific poll of the day, or our scientific opinion poll.
Yeah.
Are you with Jamie? Do you want to wait till after Thanksgiving, or are you with Glenn and you want a Christmas punch in the face right now?
Well, I was going to, you know, depending on what you said, I had a Christmas song ready, but I won't make you suffer with that. We'll be back.
just us and a billion stars, listening to that river rolling along to the beat of our hearts. You're leaning a little bit closer, and there ain't no coming back down. Either the moon's sinking low or we're floating 100 feet off of the ground. I wish we could lie here forever with your lips this close to mine. I'm a breath away from heaven, this rush I'm getting, I feel like I can touch the sky. Your sweet love has got me on a sugar high.
That is Sugar High by Stephanie Quayle. You can find all of her music at stephaniequayle.com. And as far as I know, there's no holiday music on her page. So you're safe. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair. We are brought to you today by Omega Alpha Equine, of course. And we have a couple news stories. You know, when I was looking through the news this morning, I was just depressed. I was absolutely depressed. I said, there is not one good news story out there today. And you said you found one.
I found one good news story, and it's not about a horse, it's about a dog, but it's so great. This is a story about a vet tech, Rachel Kaufman. She owns a couple dogs, and she fosters a puppy, and she's kind of the person who goes and rescues them from animal control and fosters them and then finds an organization to take them. So she saw, or somebody saw, Hank. He's a beautiful white German Shepherd mix online, and he was at a shelter. So Kaufman, Rachel Kaufman, went and adopted him. And on Saturday, October 22nd, they got him out of the shelter and she took him home. And the plan was to keep him for a few days and then send him to a longer term foster while he was being treated for heartworms. He was skinny. And so they had already found a woman in Middle Tennessee. Rachel is in Memphis area. They found somebody in Tennessee to adopt Hank once he was healthy. But Rachel did notice that Hank was bonding pretty quickly to her, kind of like Lucky. When I got him out of jail, they don't want you out of their sight. I don't know what happens, but you saved me, and I would be. And that's kind of how this dog was with her. So on October 30th, he'd already spent 6 days with Rachel Kaufman. Then he was sent to another foster on the east side of Memphis, about 12 miles away. On Sunday afternoon, the next day, the new foster locked Hank inside the house and stepped out. And when she came back, the front door was open. He had apparently unlocked the front door and ran away. And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be fostering this dog. And it ran away. So they start looking for Hank and calls are coming in. And it's like the whole city of Memphis rallies to find this dog. Oh, they're looking for Hank, the white shepherd. And like calls are coming in, like pinpointing his location as he's traveling and he's traveling. And so they start looking for him. And this guy sees Nicole Douglas sees Hank. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm following. She called Rachel. I'm following Hank. They got behind him. They're like looking at him. And he continues to travel and he's running. You know, he's running. Do. And he runs all the way to Rachel Kaufman's house and gets on her front porch.
Oh my gosh.
12
miles. Like, how did he know that? They drove him. I mean, how would he know?
If you're not tearing up right now, you have no heart. Because 12 miles this dog traveled. He'd spent 2 days with her and then was shipped across the city and found his way back home, ran for 2 days straight to go back to her patio.
Wow.
Okay. I can't even tell the story. She kept him.
I was going to say, she better have kept him after that.
That would be the worst story ever. Oh, and then she gave
him back. Yeah, and she gave him back the pound.
She says, he traveled 11 miles to get back to me. I can't fathom how he traveled that far across town that fast to get back to me. When it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Good story.
Is that Jennifer? Are you getting a little weepy? Did you want a happy story? Glenn said you want a happy story.
There you go.
So there's
it's a good happy story.
Excuse me, I need a moment.
Me too. Glenn, talk about something.
How about we do this?
Girls are weepy.
Horses, the ultimate frontier. These are the adventures of Horse Nation. Its weekly mission to explore strange equestrian behaviors and to exploit horse humor in the wacky world of horses.
That's right. It is time for the Wacky World of Horses with Horse Nation. We have Leslie back with us. It's been a while, Leslie. Howdy.
Bonjour.
Oh, yes. You just got back from France. Now, I got to tell you, before we get into this, you went to France and you went to an event over there at Po, which is a 4-star, right? It's a big event.
That's right.
Yeah. And, you know, we always joke about the French here in the United States that they're stuffy and they have no sense of humor. And, you know, they're just all the usual jokes about the French. And then you went over there and you wrote this article about them. Your experience with the French was a little different. Tell us about it.
It was a little different. First of all, I just want to say that I can think of zero reasons why we do not all live in the south of France. I mean, it is amazing. Palm trees, champagne, castles, beautiful mountains in the distance, warm weather. It's like a Mediterranean climate. I am ready to go.
Well, now, we all didn't because of the French people. You know, that's the reason we didn't. But you found otherwise. Tell us about it.
I did. So, you know, like, you go to Rolex. I am fascinated with European eventing award ceremonies. Like, they just never cease to amaze me. You know, like, here, Rolex, you know, you go in. They kind of canter in the ring. Somebody gets a watch. They canter around a circle. You know, ta-da.
We get ta-da. The music wrong. We get the national anthem wrong. You know,
yeah,
that kind of stuff. Yep. And everybody has left, by the way. There's nobody watching.
Yeah, exactly. But in Europe, eventing award ceremonies are kind of a spectacle in and of themselves. And I first witnessed this at Le Moulin this summer in Germany, the 4-star in Germany. And, like, I was cracking up the entire time. First of all, they have, in between, like, they're always trying to keep the people entertained. Like, it's not just about horses. Like, in between, you know, break and dressage, they'd have, like, a falconry exhibition or, like, some baby horses running around. You never know. And then at their award ceremony, like Ingrid Klimke won. And they just, I mean, it was this ridiculous sort of like 20-minute presentation of prizes. And they just kept bringing her like random objects, like a fruit basket, a broom, a boot. They serenaded her with bagpipes because, I don't know, it's Germany.
German?
Yeah. Bagpipes in your face, horse. You want to... 4-star. Congratulations. Like, I mean, right in your face. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. But then when I was there, like, Libby Law, who's a New Zealand photographer, was like, oh, you think this is weird? You got to go to France. And so I've been sort of, she told me that they liked giving away kitchen appliances, microwaves.
You want a 4-star.
Here's a microwave.
Yeah. I do not know if they actually gave away any kitchen appliances at Poe, but I do know that as soon as the event ended, and it was a really exciting, it came down to going into the show jumping. It was Michael Young in the lead on
of course
his,
it was
yeah actually the top two horses. He was in the lead on Fisher Khanna, who is sort of his superstar mare, and then this horse that he just won the European Championships on. That this was his first 4-star, and of course, like they come out and boom, you know, their first place going to the show jumping, and then we've got. Below that, we've got Emily King, who's Mary King, you know, British eventing legend's daughter, her first four-star. She's, how old is she? 19, I think. And just, you know, having a killer weekend. And then we've got Astier, who is this, I don't know, I'm probably saying that wrong, who's like the sexy young Frenchman. So I'm like, this is all win-win. I'm ready for the win. But the sexy Frenchman gets the win. So anyway, so this really riles up the, you know, this is the French crowd, Frenchman winning. You
the
know,
homer,
the
big, yeah.
Yeah, the home team. So everyone's already like in a frenzy. So the competition ends and people start, like, it must have been 100 people ran in the ring, removed all of the jumps. Like, I mean, it took like 30 seconds. It was crazy. Like an entire 4-star course. Gone. And then in come these I don't even know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain it.
They're men sort
of, yeah,
in wearing horses. So like their legs are the horse's legs and they're wearing like some sort of horse costume. And so it looks like they're riding the horses, but they have very weird. It just looks weird. You got to go to horsenation.com. I almost feel like you can't even explain what happened.
Yeah, but, and I'm still not really even sure what happened. But they were galloping around. They stole the trophy, maybe. There were some carts that came in. And then this was the part that blew my mind, that I was just like, is this even real? Is this even real right now? Is at some point, like, you know, hey, baby. I want to know if you'll be my girl, you know, which I know only from like, you know, the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, right?
Yeah.
And like all the 100 people in the ring like start line dancing, like, and I think, oh, like they've rehearsed this, blah, blah, blah. And then I look over into the bleachers and everyone knows this dance, apparently, except for me. Like, is that a thing? Am I just not cool? Like, is this something all the kids are doing?
I couldn't tell you, but well, I'm pretty sure, Hey Baby, that song was like written in like 1957. So,
and where'd that come from? A guy won.
Where'd that song come from?
I mean, why that song?
Yeah. I don't know. But everyone's dancing. Everyone is dancing in sync and singing and doing this weird dance. And I'm like, what is going on? And then, like, the French sexy Frenchman comes in. Like, they give everybody orange ribbons. Everyone. Like, I don't, like, whatever place you came in, you just get, like, an orange ribbon, which I didn't really understand.
Really?
Really?
They're all the same? There was no blue ribbon or red ribbon for first?
No. No. And so I'm like, I don't even know.
And orange is the color of the Netherlands. I don't get that either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then, there's the victory gallop, and it is bonkers. Like, the guy that went in his, like, ribbons hanging halfway off the horse looks like, what is going on? Like, remind me never to win a 4-star ever again, because, like, I don't even know. And he's, like, blazing around the ring, like, a racehorse, like, giving people high fives as he passes them.
What?
Yeah.
Like, so this horse has just run a 4-star, and now he's going cross-country speed, galloping around, high-fiving people?
Yeah, slapping people. Yeah, slapping people's hands as he, like, thunders past them. Apparently, you know, like, how long is an arm?
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, so that was a cultural experience.
Well, let me, I have something to say to you, and because you have been in France, you will understand this. And je vais vous dire pourquoi nous ne vivons pas en France. La nourriture est terrible là-bas et je serais mourir de faim.
Blah, 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 what?
I will tell you why we do not live in France. The food is terrible there and I would starve to death. That is why. We do not live in the south of France. We could all die. How was the food? Was it just terrible? Because I've been to France and I ate at
an Indian restaurant. Much for a vegan in France.
No.
It's not much.
I ate Indian food.
You'd probably be better off in Texas than France.
Well, I mean, I do feel like you could, and I almost did, subsist completely on, like, crepes.
Yeah.
Like, smothered in Nutella.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Wine. That's perfect. You could live off that.
Yeah. I was cool. I was fine. Yeah.
Oh, God. I would just die. I was like, I'm like, well, I've been here 3 days. Let's have Indian food again.
Yeah.
Or toast. I had toast and tomatoes or Indian food. That's all.
Yeah,
foie
gras and all that stuff is not going to be up Jamie's alley. Yeah. I've been trying to look up why the orange ribbons, and I haven't found anything yet. So if anybody knows why they do orange ribbons, let us know.
Any of our French listeners still haven't disowned us after my beautiful
language. Your diatribe.
Why the orange ribbons? We must find out. That must happen.
Or the dirty, you know, hey, baby, if anyone understands.
Yeah, why that song?
How that is a thing and why. I don't know.
Leslie, what I'm learning here is that you went to France to report and learn and bring us some of the culture back, and all you brought was more effing questions. Like, now we have more questions.
We do. More questions.
You were there. How do you not report more?
Like, and nobody speaks English either. Like, the French just kind of boycott, you know, they're like,
English, oh, yeah. Yeah.
They hate you.
That's why
you can't even ask anyone. Like,
that's why I think we're safe that nobody's actually listening from France.
Yeah.
I think we're safe.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go on here. Good trip, by the way, and well-told story. Let's go on here with, though, because Jennifer and I have owned a lot of mares over our lifetime, and you guys, Kristen, posted a story, The 12 Mares You Meet in Life on horsenation.com. And you know what? We've owned a lot of mares, and I think you pretty much hit it with these. I do.
Yeah, some mare archetypes. Yeah, one of our writers, Maria, put this together and somehow came up with not only 12 mare archetypes, they all start with an M. So moody mare, monster mare, motherly mare, mad mare, manly mare, maskus mare, merry mare, messy mare, moronic mare, musical mare, motionless mare, and mindful mare. Yeah, and I think you can find a little bit of maybe any mayor, like, tucked into this list somewhere.
You're absolutely right. Of course, Moody Mare is the easy one. You know, that's the given.
Right.
But then you get down to some of the others, and we've all known that manly mare. I really like that one. Who acts like a stud, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's very confused.
Yes. And the merry mare, we've had those, too, where they're just all happy all the time. You know, they're kind of like you, Leslie. You'd probably fall into the merry mare category, depending on the amount of alcohol. Depending on the amount of alcohol and what day of the week it was.
Right.
You know, you could go, I could see Leslie going from monster mare to merry mare, or back very quickly.
That's kind of what happens every Monday morning before I pre-coffee and post-coffee.
I would say every morning. You're not known for getting up well in the morning. So,
no.
We've seen you at Rolex early. It's not good.
It's not pretty. No, no. Like, where's the Bloody Mary?
I think I'm the messy mare a little bit.
We've just been to your house, and I will give you that.
I cleaned it.
You did clean
it. You didn't even see how messy I can get. You got the best messy me. I don't poop all over the walls, though, like this thing says. So.
Yeah.
You know, of all, I don't think we've ever, you know how sometimes you have that one horse that's the one that poops in the corner and makes your life so easy? Mm-hmm. Every poop is in the corner. They pee in the same spot all the time. I don't think we've ever had a mare that has done that. It's always been geldings.
Yeah. Thor does that.
Yeah.
I've never had a mare be like that. Mares are just, they're all messy.
Yep. Yeah. That's right. You know, it says that you match your owners. Well, now we're going to go on and talk about something which I know nothing about because it's kind of hard to do this in a carriage. But Jamie did mention it earlier that she is boycotting your No Stirrup November and has refused to participate this year.
What? You
I'm pretty sure that's not at all what I said.
That's what I heard. I'm just saying that's what I heard. And you'll have to take it up with Leslie because I think, you know, we've been doing this for 5 years now since you started coming on this show. And Jamie's been all for it, but now all of a sudden she's going anti-Leslie.
I rode an off-the-track thoroughbred last year with no stirrups for the entire month. My problem is, Leslie, you have to have the appropriate horse for No Stirrup November. You can't have a runaway Mustang, and you can't have an ultra-green thoroughbred who likes to spin and bolt.
Who stands 18 hands.
Yeah, who's like 18 hands tall. So I find that No Stirrup November is kind of like you have to have the correct horse for it. Am I wrong, or should I suck it up and just deal with it?
Well, I mean, I think it's just really dependent on how much do you really value your life, you know?
I thought you were going to say your No Stirrup November. Yeah, okay. Well, if you take the life thing, I think you might be right. Yeah.
Just depending on that.
I am making my students go with No Stirrup November, and literally when they came out for their lesson on Thursday, I'm like, take them off.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, hang your stirrups on the jump. That's it.
Yeah.
So they all had to take off their stirrups. I made a big production out of it. And of course I was sitting on Thor, and they're like, what about your stirrups? And I'm like, suck it up. I'm your coach. I tell you what to do. You pay me.
Yeah. Well, you can tell your students that every week on Horse Nation, every Friday, we have a support group. And we like, it is a thing. Like No Stirrup November is a thing. And all you have to do is do like a search for hashtag No Stirrup November on Instagram or Twitter, and you will feel less alone, I promise. And every week we sort of gather up like a roundup of our favorite Instagram posts and favorite memes, best tweets, like just something to make you keep you inspired, make you feel less alone, you know, brighten your day a little bit.
And everybody went into it with a positive attitude. You posted some tweets about No Stirrup November, and one of them was, today is the first day of the worst month ever, and the pain begins, rip my legs off, I need Butte. They're very positive posts.
Yeah, real positive. Yeah. But, you know, yeah, I think that's kind of the consensus right now. The first week is the hardest. It gets easier. You get, oh, you know, you get used to it a little bit ever.
These memes are like get stronger. So funny. Oh my gosh, I can't even redo it. But the one of my trainer and my mom during a No Stirrups lesson, and you guys got to go see it.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? You started this, didn't you, on Horse Nation years ago?
I feel like we did.
I think you kind of did, and it's taken off. Now, everybody has claimed it, I noticed.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of other blogs and websites and magazines are now claiming No Stirrup November.
You come up with one bad idea, and you just set it loose into the universe and, you know, just see what happens.
You were the first, girl. We know. We were there.
I love the meme, too, right out of Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Happy No Stars November. May the odds be ever in your favor. By the way, we are 11 days from the final movie of Hunger Games.
Yeah.
But you are more than that to the end of No Star of November. So you will go to the Hunger Games movie sore.
Yeah. And be like, you know what? It could be worse. I could be it could be an apocalypse situation.
That's right.
You know, it could always be worse.
Yes. All right. I promise I will go at least no stirrups. Maybe I'll get this horse trained up a little bit more. I don't know. I think I'm going to have
to. You probably should wait till the bolting thing's not a problem anymore. Mm. It's kind of important to have at least some seat and some, you know, some points anchored while they're bolting.
It's the, you know, the Thor thing. I think I could get his bolting. I get out of balance and that's when he gets quick. You know, he's a Mustang. That's what he does. But it's the dang thoroughbred with the spin and bolt. And the spin is where you need the anchor. The spin and bolt. But again.
The spin and bolt. Do you have one of those grab straps on your saddle or a neck strap or anything?
Listen.
Those are good.
I have what I attach my air vest to, that little strap. I am not afraid to say I've grabbed that thing more than once.
Yeah.
Maine, for sure.
No shame.
No shame. Grab Maine.
Hey, while we have Leslie on here, do you I haven't seen an update over the weekend. Were there any new updates on William Fox Pitt that you know about over the weekend?
The last I heard was that he had been, it seemed like he'd been released from the hospital, right?
I think he's still in the
ICU.
Hospital.
He got out of ICU.
Yeah,
okay. Never mind. Yeah, that's the latest, is that he's still in the hospital and but he's out of intensive care.
Yeah, I think he's still got a long road to hoe. I did notice though that British event or that the FEI has him on the list for the best athlete award that they're going to give out next week.
Good.
And that's the one that Bo Derek hands out every year. Mm-hmm. For the best athlete. So he is one of the ones on the list, along with German eventer, I think you saw her, Ingrid Klimke. Charlotte Desjardins on there, too, along with William Fox Pitt, Boyd Excel, the driver, and then Dutch show jumpers, some blah, 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 that I can't say, and then a French vaulter, whose name I can't say. So that's who's all on the list. But could they give it to anybody else this year? It's almost got to be William, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's got to be William. Yeah.
That's
absolutely
what I'm thinking, too. I'm thinking that he's going to end up. Might have been Charlotte that won last year. I was trying to remember who won last year. But so that's what's going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got to get Bo Derek on the show sometime. We've never had her on the show.
Yeah, that would be
cool.
She's
probably been waiting to be asked.
I know. We got to get her on the show at some point. And Jamie, by the way, it looks like so far the poll of the day, which was should we play Christmas music before the Radiothon or not, has come back so far, not. So, and speaking of which, we want to mention, too, we're really starting to promote the Radiothon today. The last hour of the day is the one that you're going to want to tune in for, because I expect wild things are going to be happening. Mm-hmm. Because we have our very own Leslie Wiley from Horse Nation and Jenny Autry from Eventing Nation, and with the Eventing Hour from 8 to 9 o'clock. You guys are going to finish the 12-hour Radiothon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, watch out. You put me and Jenny in a virtual room together
after drinking has started at 5.
Yeah, yes. At 5. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So they are on from 8 to 9, which means there's been plenty of drinking from 5 to 8. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And we want people to call in, too.
Well, there's a competition now going on between the hosts who can get the most callers. You know, we at Horses in the Morning know that we're going to get the most. It's just a given. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys don't
Obvi,
have a prayer.
Hello. I mean, come on.
You guys don't have a prayer. You know, I really feel bad for you.
Well, I'll take that as a challenge. So.
Yeah, well, go ahead. And prizes. We got tons of prizes we're giving away. And because you're the last hour, we're going to be giving away the grand prize that hour, too, which is $600 worth of prizes. So it's a lot going on during your hour. But we'll see if you can get any callers. I'm not sure your people are that dedicated.
Oh, yeah. Just watch out. Just watch.
Challenge is down.
She does have a little bit of a advantage as far as promoting her hour.
What,
a
100,000 people, you mean?
Yeah, I know.
an Eventing Nation owe another, what, 100,000? Ah, no problem.
Or
but
we'll
you know
get,
what?
Just get somebody to call in.
I'll, you're up against Road to the Horse is doing an hour. They have 100,000. And then the big one of the day is Monty Roberts is doing an hour, and he has 500,000.
Man, I might call into his thing.
I think I will, too.
That'd be cool.
So there's a lot of very big hours, not to mention Horses in the Morning, because we have the most dedicated fans of all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well,
Jamie, you are going to have all of your students call, right? And our families and anybody else we can think of.
We'll see what we can do.
All right, good.
But I think first hour early in the morning, nobody's going to call. I get it.
Well, we're looking forward to it, Leslie.
I'm going to call into your show and just tie up the line. I'll start singing my famous like Christmas horsey Christmas carols and be like,
"Oh, you better put something together." You know, set the expectation last year.
The holiday tradition.
Yeah.
99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99
bottles of eggnog.
Hold on, stick with it. I got to do the whole song. Okay, your hour's up. You got no callers.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Thank you, Leslie. Horsenation.com.
Have a great week. Right. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Bon voyage. That's French.
Baguettes.
Bye.
Bye.
That's like the language you learned. Baguette.
Baguettes.
Bonjour. Baguette.
Crepes.
Crepe. Nutella.
Nutella. Yes, exactly. Nutella's becoming a... You know how when we started this show 5 years ago, you couldn't find Nutella anywhere? Remember, I had never eaten it. You made me go out and find it. I could barely find it at a store. Now it's become a huge thing. It's everywhere.
Oh, I started that.
Yes,
yeah.
You did. Yeah.
That was me.
You did. And it was... But 5 years ago, you couldn't find it anywhere. Now, like, Walmart has huge displays of Nutella. Mm-hmm. It's all because of you. You should have gotten a royalty.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have.
You should have. But
they
you blew that.
Right.
Well, tomorrow, what do we got tomorrow, Jennifer? We have Endurance Day tomorrow with Karen Chatton. Later on in the week, we have Mary Kitzmiller coming on. And, of course, Jamie will be here on Wednesday. You're here both days, right? Wednesday and Friday. So we have
a full week
planned for you. We had, a ton of listeners on Friday. Thank you so much for joining us for Really Bad Ads. It was a good one on Friday. We appreciate that. You can start getting your ads into Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com right now. And don't forget to head over to horseradionetwork.com. Click on the Radiothon banner. Go over there and start getting your voicemails in. The only ones that can win prizes that day are live callers or voicemailers. So we want you to sing songs. We want you to have some fun. We want to hear from you. And we know our listeners, despite what Leslie says, our listeners are the best. So we know we can count on you. All except for the French people who have now stopped listening and will never come back.
Yeah, but, never.
No, but we still have the Swedish people. They're here. They're with us.
I'm blanking
you
on my
Swedish.
You haven't
insulted them to death yet this
morning.
I'm
in French mode. Yeah, sorry.
They have great food in Sweden. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's good. They have meatballs. Swedish meatballs is the only thing I know about the food in Sweden, and that's thanks to IKEA, which doesn't...
Isn't IKEA Swedish, too? So, I mean, they have IKEA, too.
Yeah. And who doesn't like IKEA?
I mean, everybody loves IKEA, except for when you get all the packages home and you realize you have to put them all together.
Together, yeah. And then there are the Swedish instructions, not so good.
Not so good. Yeah. All right. Well, everybody, thank you for listening to the show today. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Dr. Chang and Celeste. Congratulations on your baby. And thanks to Leslie for coming on and giving us something to think about. Now I want to go to Poe and I want to see this. And I need to know why orange ribbons. Why did everybody win an orange ribbon?
That's a good point. I always thought that would have been the Netherlands. I don't get that. Yeah.
It's France.
Either. All right. See you, everybody.
Hey, neuter geld. Mwah. Mwah. You hear?